This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. If you're just joining us, this is part two of St. Louis on the Air's monthly new music show, an hour dedicated to fresh work by artists who call the St. Louis region home. And as usual, we've got a roundup of recent releases to share and for you to add to your favorites playlist. Speaking of new, today we have a crop of three first-time new music roundup guests. First up is Skylar Townsend. She's a singer-songwriter we've featured on the show, but this is her roundup debut. Skylar's also music director at Yaki's. Great to see you again, Skylar.
Good to see you too.
Next is Ryan Koenig, a singer-songwriter and instrumentalist who's been with a slew of local bands, Ryan Koenig and his Tombstones, and the Golden Rods are just a couple examples. Ryan, welcome.
Good to be here.
And last but not least, we have Brian Heffernan. In addition to serving as STLPR's managing editor of audience and product, Brian is a musician himself. Glad to have you here.
Thanks, Elaine. Good to be on the mic.
Now, before we dive in, just a quick reminder. Everything we play today is on our monthly STL Music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So the first pick is one that comes from you, Skylar, and this is Tammy Jean by the Manis Brothers. And that is Tammy Jean by the Manis Brothers. Skylar, why did you choose this song?
So I just think that this song in particular is so interesting because it just reminds me of, like, everybody has, like, a badass woman that, like, came up from somewhere in their family. And to me, it's just, like, it just reminds me of, like, someone's grandma, like, coming up from the country in a trailer park and, like, no one's gonna mess with her. Type of thing. I don't know. I like the vibe.
Yeah. Brian, yeah. Or Ryan, do you have the same images come to mind?
Well, now I couldn't see it any other way.
This also struck me because when you were on for the artist feature, you talked about music to dance to, and I don't see how anybody could listen to this and not move.
Oh, yeah, it makes me want to move. Like, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
it's hard to deny, like, a ripping blues track about loving your mama.
Right. Yeah. It's true. And this has some big Mo energy for sure. So our next song is one that you chose, Ryan, and it is from the Opera Bell Band. Before we listen to it and I give you the title, tell us about this song and what appeals to you about it.
Well, the Opera Bell Band has always appealed to me just because they play in a style that no one else is doing. And they're big on the novelty. And the record that this is going to be featured on is all about corn, because they were hired to write a record about corn.
Mm-hmm. And what's that style, very quickly?
I think they call it new novelty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get a listen to this. This is a song called "Don't Forget the Popcorn" by the Opera Bell Band.
A man was getting ready to host a movie night. The buffet he prepared was an extraordinary sight. A masterful display of every snack under the sun. But he had a funny feeling that he'd forgotten one. So before the guests arrived, he grabbed a pen and pad and quick as lightning double-checked all the food he had. I have pretzels,
sure.
I have peanuts, I have chips, I have pickles, I have candy, I have
And that is Don't Forget the Popcorn by the Opera Bell Band. Brian, what do you make of this song?
It's this like amazing mix of like whimsy and like wit and like polka. Like it might be like one of like on a Weird Al record, like one of the rare like original songs he has on the records, you know? It like I've been looking forward to this new release for a while. Their last album, a Giant Crab, that came out in like late 2024. Was like one of my favorite albums of the past few years. It had kind of more of a psychedelic kind of kick to it, but like a concert album about Korn, I'll bite.
Yeah. Our producer Darius Varner says it's very unserious in all the best ways.
Yes.
And I actually played this for my son without any sort of preface. And at first he was like, what is this? Then I played it again the next day. And he said, I like this song. He's 10, by the way.
Opera Bell Band is popular with the youth.
Yeah. Really.
My kid's favorite band for a while. Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. So the next song has a very different feel, and it's one, Skylar, that you chose. This is Goodbye by Mel Pupillo.
In the morning. In the night time, when I lay down, if you were there, I wouldn't mind. Now I don't really know where I'm going, but I don't think that I'm far. And one day that I wandered a little further on down the line, but it was you.
And that is Mel Pupillo with Goodbye. Skylar, tell us about this one.
So I picked Mel because, one, I think she's a fantastic singer-songwriter. She also hosts a singer-songwriter circle for women specifically every month at Pops Blue Moon. I just think that she deserves her flowers because this is such a good song. It's beautiful. I saw you circle the second line on the lyrics. In the nighttime, I lay down. If you were there, I wouldn't mind. I think that's such a good line, and I love that you circled it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's also why I like the song.
There's this wistfulness.
I just think it's so thoughtful. Yeah.
And there's no vibrato in her voice, I think, which lends to a very sweet quality to it. Ryan, anything come to mind for you with this?
It's a song that feels very familiar, but it's my first time hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it reminds me of somebody, but I can't figure out who.
Yeah, and that can be the magic of a lot of music. Yeah. We have a very different feel with the Hootenhollers. And Ryan, you have a personal connection to this band. We've talked about the Hootenhollers on the show before, but not played, I think, any of the music. Here is Life During Wartime.
Thank you.
and that is Life During Wartime by the Hootenhollers. So, Ryan, what is your personal connection to this band?
Well, that saxophone's being played by my wife, Kelly Everett.
Okay. Yeah. Well, one of the things that's interesting, I think, about the music scene and some of the genres we're talking about is that it can be literally family, but also people you've known for a really long time, right?
I mean, John and Andy, also the other Hootenhollers, I've known for a really long time.
I went
time.
To high school with Andy.
Yeah. I played in the high school band with John, the singer and guitar player, and that's how I met Ryan Koenig.
We used like to tour 20, together.
Like 20 oh years ago. We were on tour together 20 years ago.
So there's something, I think that's it's a really beautiful quality of one part of the St. Louis music scene, and that lends to the vibrancy. Yeah, it's great to hear this, and I love the energy in this song, and also the drop of CBGBs.
Yeah, well, and this is it's a cover of the Talking Heads song from I think initially 1979, and then it's on Stop Making Sense, their film, where David Byrne has these like awesome dance moves in it that I always think of when I hear the song. But it's with this whole new treatment with like the three piece Hootenhollers, like guitar, drums, and Ryan, tell me, is this a bass sax or baritone?
This is very
baritone.
I mean,
sax,
I'm gonna say 90% sure on that.
I like that you used its name, yeah. What Kelly calls it, like by its name. Like, this is Barry the baritone. Like, it's personified self.
It's another form of intimacy for sure. So we're gonna slow things down. We like to do this often on this show. This next song has a different pace, and there is also some history, I think, involved here. This is Space Quaker with 98 Flood. Floating, floating light, floating light and cooling shadow back and toward the quiet stream. And there's Space Quaker with 98 Flood. Scott?
So I actually got a chance to talk to her about what the song was about. She grew up in San Antonio, and this is about an actual event that happened, which is the historical thing, maybe. Mm-hmm. But she also said that it's a song about self-reflection and, like, realizing, like, when you need to, like, remember that you're alive and, like, keep moving. And I thought that sentiment about it was really beautiful. I love this band. I think they're one of my favorite bands in St. Louis to go watch live. They're just really interesting, creatively, like, flowy, and this song in particular to me stuck out as one of their newer releases. But I just thought it was really interesting, because I also write that way in songs. Just, like, self-reflection and, like, growth is something that really resonates with me in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Skylar, I appreciate that you introduced me to this band. I hadn't heard this band before this, and I mean, I like generally music that makes me feel a little uneasy. and this song does that. It really, like, reminds me of the old St. Louis band Theodore a bit.
Yeah.
And like out. Later that, you know, spawned Demon Lover, and I just really I really love the song.
Yeah, it's like it's a little like kind of trippy feeling.
Yeah.
They're really cool to watch live, and that was, I saw them at CBGB for the first time. It was great.
CBGB there.
St. Louis CBGB.
Yes. Next song is one that both you, Skylar, and Ryan chose, and I'm sure that there's something that you'll have to add to this as we talk about Glory and Perfection and their song, Hard to Know. That is Hard to Know by Glory and Perfection. That's a capital N, apostrophe, Perfection. Ryan.
So, yeah, this one is, we were talking a bit earlier about how many bands I'm a part of. And I was like, I'm sure I've recorded on something that came out within the past year. And, yeah, I remembered this. And we worked on it last year, but came out recently. I am the lap steel guitar on this that you can hear in some places in the mix. But yeah, this one, our friend Zing is singing, and Zing is also another person who has been a part of more bands than he can probably even remember. Mm-hmm. Including, yeah, like one of the bands that we used to play with in high school.
Yeah. Take it all the way back.
Oh, yeah.
Not too far back, but yeah. Back some ways. Skylar, what about this song appeals to you?
So, obviously, the country aspect. I think that they do a really good job at just, like, 90s nostalgia country. Just that feel, the danciness of it.
Even
the way
to their shirts.
Yes, literally.
Oh,
they're so
their
stylish.
Shirts?
So they wear very 90s shirts.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
They've always struck me like it has a slight tone of like a Ween thing to it, where they're like,
yeah.
It's kind of a little bit of a wink with it, like, are you not on the joke? Like, like they are playing with like tropes of a genre and like trying to, like, and also like inside that.
It's very campy.
I call it cornball country.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also like writing like.
Back to corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to corn now. But also like writing like good songs. Like there's good lines in here. It's a whole lot easier talking straight lines than walking one. Like there's good stuff in there.
Yeah.
The irony is very evident.
Mm-hmm. Our penultimate song is one that comes from a singer-songwriter, I believe, named Bita Hude. Tell us a little bit about Bita before we hear this music.
So Bita and I grew up in the same small town. She moved to, I believe, Topanga Canyon. But she has always just been very folky. She doesn't sound like how, like if you see her, like she's very demanding of the attention in like such an artistic way. But I just think she has such a beautiful sound. I couldn't imagine not including her in this.
So let's hear a bit of Bita's music. This is Life Inside the Hourglass.
Life inside. Freshly, I saw you in the leaves.
and that is Life Inside the Hourglass by Bita Hude. This song, you know, the hourglass, I imagine whatever sand inside there is not actually falling. It's kind of just floating around. So.
Yeah, and it's funny you talk about the glass there. I saw, one thing I'll note is if you recognize her name or her voice, you might can make the connection that she used to perform under the name La Pons in St. Louis for a long time. And at some point during the pandemic when, you know, musicians were doing these home concerts, I remember watching this stream of her playing, and I think it was in a greenhouse, a glass greenhouse, like in her yard or something. It was like all these plants around her, and I'll always just picture that now when I hear her music. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Our last song for today is The End. And it is The End of the World, and it is a cover by a group called Lindy Slopper. Let's hear a bit of this. And that was just a sample of End of the World by Lindy Slopper. So, Brian Heffernan, you are in this band, but Ryan, you were relating a story about Skeeter Davis.
Yeah, well, I mean, this song has a lot of darkness in it, and Skeeter Davis had the first hit, and I was like, oh, well, Skeeter Davis has a bit of a dark side, too, because Skeeter Davis was originally in a sister duo, and at some point, her sister died, but the public still wanted to hear that sister duo. So Skeeter had to record her late sister's parts.
Which is creepy, as you said, Skylar.
Yeah. So creepy.
Some other adjectives I can think of. But this, what does this represent as we finish out this month's roundup, Hef?
Let me first say that I did not choose to put my own band's music on this.
Like, I'm
not twisting any arms here. I'm a poor self-promoter anyway.
I didn't even know you were going to be here.
But, you know, like, this original Skeeter Davis, like, it's like drenched in these like dreamy strings and like sweet vocals, and this is just potentially just the polar opposite of that, right? Like, we're swapping in those strings for dissonant guitar noise and like this harsh drum machine and kind of like atonal talk singing. So
pessimism, the band.
If you're gonna do a cover, I think you got to put your own stamp and do something new, and this certainly isn't what the original was.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly from each of you, in 10 to 15 seconds, three words that describe why you're excited about the music scene here.
Ryan. Three words, okay. because I'm part of it.
Make it one, okay, participation.
Yeah. I just think that we have a lot to offer. You can never be bored. There's just too many choices.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Brian?
The variety of genre.
Brian Heffernan, musician and managing editor of audience and product at STLPR, Skylar Townsend, singer-songwriter, and Ryan Koenig, singer-songwriter. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem.
Thank you for having us.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.